You saw what? You saw it? Yeah, I told him to write that. Right? Thank you. I was gonna put your name, but I figured maybe that's too personal.
Yeah, right.
That's fine. What?
Oh.
na 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 Yeah, okay. Okay, the truth is I want to really just talk about something I think we all can really benefit from in our life. That one of my favorite lines is work smarter, not harder. Which means that a lot of times when we're trying to build our life and we're trying to change, so to speak, our life, we think that it's really, 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 it's really going to be like impossible. It's really difficult. It's going to take a lot of work. It's a mountain that I'm going to have to climb, you know. I'm going to have to change this. I'm going to have to let go of this. I'm going to have to stop doing this. I'm going to have to start doing this. And there is a truth to that. There is a truth to that, that you got to, as this week's parasha, shoftim v'shochim titein lecha b'chol sharecha, that you got to really get a hold of yourself. The reason that I don't think we have to focus so much on the getting a hold of yourself is because everybody sitting here is here because they took a hold of themselves and they are disciplining themselves to be in yeshiva and to start off a year and to they take themselves seriously, like we said yesterday. Everybody here takes their life seriously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Okay, we're not perfect. Who's perfect? Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. And you'll never be perfect. You'll never be perfect. That's not the purpose of life, is not to be perfect. One of the purposes of life is to learn you and to really just be you. As I say many times, it's not about being the best. Who just said that? Zvi. Oh, it's not about being perfect. It's about being you, as we'll sing Emir Tashem. Zvi Kovel, that's Zvi's line. So it's really not about being perfect. It's the opposite. A lot of times the reason we don't do things is because we don't want to fail. But if we would realize that I don't mind to fail, then we would do so much. We would do and we would try and try and try and try and keep on trying. The only reason we stop doing things is because I want to get it right this time. Okay, who says you have to get it right this time? Nobody likes to fail. Nobody likes to fail. Nobody likes to fail. What separates successful people and not successful people are not those who fail and those who don't fail. What separates successful people and not successful people are people who don't mind failing. And therefore, they're going to just do whatever they're going to do. And it takes time. It'll take you time to get to where you want to get to. Now, why am I saying that? I'm saying this because it's the beginning of a zman. It's the beginning of your year. We haven't even started a full week. Mirat Hashem, we'll have Shabbos together. Shabbos really is the beginning of everything, which we'll talk in Mirat Hashem Friday night. Shabbos really is the makar habracha. It's the root of all bracha, of everything. And know what's ironic about Shabbos? What are you not allowed to do on Shabbos that the Torah tells us? You're not allowed to do work. So how could Shabbos, which is the Makar HaBracha, which actually will make your week successful in work, and that includes somebody who's working to make money and making millions of dollars, you're not allowed to work on Shabbos. So how could Shabbos, which is the root of all success, be a time where I'm supposed to stop working? So that's what I want to talk about. You sent out the, you sent it out. Dreams, goals, schedules. That's what this shiur is about. Dreams, goals, schedules, and I encourage questions. You know why I encourage questions? Because I myself have been through this. I myself trying to do this. Ask me how many, I'll start like this. Ask me how many, I'll start with number two. Ask me here right now. I mean, I'm asking myself, so it's funny that I'm telling you to ask me. I'll ask you guys, how many goals do you think I have for myself and the yeshiva this year? How many goals do you think I have?
How many goals do you have?
All right, very good, Ruben. Perfect, very good. Ruben Yonel is great. Do you know how many goals I have for yeshiva, for myself and the yeshiva this year? Now, you guys are going to look at me when I give you the answer. You'll be like, whoa, that's pretty lame. You know what the answer is? Yeah? What? No.
One.
Right, one. One. I have one major goal. I have a second financial goal, but I have one goal. And what I've learned over time, and that's where you have to work smarter. Now everyone say, what? I have one goal. I guarantee everybody here, and that's what we're going to get to. You dream. Shabbos is a time where you dream. Where you dream. Shabbos is a time where you dream. Where you stop and you say, where do I want to be? Where do I want to get to? What do I want to get to? Where do I want to get to? You dream. What is my one goal? If everybody here could pick one goal, if somebody wants to try it out, you could try it out. If somebody wants to be the example, I would love to do it with you. You say, you want to do it?
Sure.
Okay. Shua. Wow. Let's just go. What's your one goal? If you could do one thing this year that you could change about yourself, one goal, one dream. I'll get to the goal in a second. One dream. What would that dream be?
To be less critical on myself.
There you go. To be less. Okay. So he has a dream. One day this year, I could be less critical on myself. Ready? Here's my goal. That's a dream. I wish I could be less critical. Could you imagine sitting here in a year from now? How would you feel if you were less critical? You know, does everybody know this? There are about 80,000, you could look this up. There are about 80,000 to 90,000 thoughts a day that a person has. 80 to 90% of those 90 to 80,000 thoughts are negative thoughts, are critical, self-critical thoughts. Imagine if your thoughts... And 80%, I think, or 90%, you guys could look this up in case to check it. I've done this many times, are repetitive. So being self-critical is very common. If you could learn to be less critical on yourself, to be more positive, that's why we learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. Hilchos Lashon Hara tells us to see the good in somebody else. You know what the benefit of seeing the good in somebody else is? You start seeing the good in yourself too. Start seeing the beauty in yourself as well. Okay, here's the goal. What's one goal, Shua, that's going to help you reach one thing that you can do that can help you with that to start seeing yourself and not being so critical?
I actually just wrote this down this morning.
Yes.
Is to just be less critical on others. That's what I wrote.
Okay, but one goal, very good. Yeah. But what's a practical goal that you could make? What?
It's a good question.
Great. That's a good question. Ready? Here we go. So if you have, let's say Shua has, I'll give an example. Let's say I tell Shua, ready for this? And it's not so crazy. I tell Shua, I'm going to give you a goal. What's your dream? My dream is I'm so critical of myself. I'm so lazy. I'm addicted to this thing. I'm on my phone too much. I want to learn more Chumash. I want to have a better relationship with my parents. I don't know. I can't tell you what your dreams are. I can try and focus on what my dreams are. I can't tell you what your dreams are. Shuat just said he wants to work on being nicer to himself. So I would suggest a goal. I'm not saying for you to do this. I'm just giving this as an example. I would suggest I would make a goal to say, and now I'm being a little bit too strong, but I think it's good. I would make a goal to read at least 3 books, and I'll explain that in a second. At least 3 books, or that could include Sifrei Musar, it could include Lahavdil, a psychological book, a self-help book. I would suggest you make a goal and say, this year I'm going to read 2 or 3 books on how to be, or listen to podcasts every day on being less self-critical. Okay? That's my goal. Now, here we go. Here's my schedule. My schedule is every day I put inside. I take books, let's say it's 3 books that all together are 400 pages or 500 pages. And I split that up into, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months. Then I read for 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, a half hour a day. One thing that will change your life. That will change your life. What happens is we work backwards. I don't have my dreams. I therefore don't have my goals. So when it comes to making a schedule, what do? I make a schedule based around what? Based around other people. Based around what other people expect from me. Based around how I could fill up my day to be busy. It lasts for maybe a day, maybe 2 days, maybe 3 days. If you're lucky, it lasts for a week. And then what happens? You get burnt out. You're stuck. Why? Because you're not connected to your dreams. You don't have a goal. And your schedule doesn't reflect that. So the first step is taking 10, 15 minutes. So that means Shua can live the life that he wants to live. If he takes 20 minutes a day, half hour a day, and he does that, and he reads those books, let's say that's what he decides. If someone wants to pick something else, pick something else. It's so, so important. I can't tell you how important it is to measure twice and cut once. Don't rush to make your schedule. Dream. Spend today. Spend tomorrow. Spend a week. Wait through Rosh Hashanah. Wait through Yom Kippur. I'm telling you, don't rush to make your schedule. Don't rush to make your schedule. Now, if you're clear about it, if you have clarity of what you want to do, if you've thought about it, but be very, very careful, because most of the time, the schedule comes first. And the guy goes, I'm waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm waking up at 9 o'clock in the morning. What is my goal? What are my dreams? What do I want to accomplish this year? What do I want to go home? Sof Masa B'machshava Techila. We're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. You guys know why it's called Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh means your head. When you start with your head, then your body follows your head. If your head is straight and clear, you will act a certain way. You will act a certain way because my head has clarity, like we said yesterday. Discipline is remembering what you want. And I guarantee you, Shua, no, it's good. Now, you're a smart guy, Shua. You know why you're a smart guy? Because now you have a lot of chevra who know what your goal is. And I know your goal. And that's a great start. That's a great start. What I would do, and I think I'm a little bit nervous to do this because it's a little bit out of my comfort zone. So I'm getting a little bit like questioning myself, like, do this, not do it. I don't know if we have the paper, but I'm just gonna do it. Let's do it. Do we have paper?
Mm-hmm. Where is the fluffy thing?
Let's get paper. Give out paper. Do we have pens?
Yeah.
Let's give out pens. Nobody has to do this. You do not have to do this. But I'm going with my nervousness over here. I'm gonna give everybody, I myself am included. Let's everyone take a paper. Let's think about your dreams. Think about a dream. Think about a dream. You have pens for it? We can do pens. We don't have a lot of pens for everybody. Yeah, pass around a pen. I'd rather have pens for everybody. How are we going to do that? Okay. We could have prepared that. Yeah. You have what? Great, yeah. Let's pass out pencils. Let's do it. Give it to the guys first. Let's do it. Look what you did, Elia. Shkoyach. I wasn't even planning this. This is all off the cuff. This was not planned, everybody. So now what I would start with, is let's start. Now I just want to be very clear. Do we have enough pens? Here, give up these. Yeah. Let's see what I have. Actually, you guys could do it on your phone also. I just realized. Everybody, you can do it on your phone also. Okay, guys, let's start. We need some. I wish we had some music. I should have set this up. Okay. So, Minishamayim. Like nice music. Like Jeopardy. Yeah, we want more like inspiring music. Okay, the first thing I would write on the top, remember, it's dreams, dream, 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 dream. What is your dream? If you could dream of something this year, and then we'll do goals. If somebody needs help, please let me know. You could do it on your phone also. Just take one at a time. Take one thing that you could do. What? Sorry, I didn't mean to answer like that. It doesn't have to be anything. It's whatever you want. It could be you dream. I don't know. You ready? You guys are. Where's Shui? Shui's here. Shui. What's your first name again? Yeah. Akiva. Shui, please tell Akiva that what I'm saying right now is the truth. He doesn't even know what I'm going to say, but tell him, Shui, that what I'm going to say. If your dream this year is to go to the beach twice a week and to sit there and to get, I don't know, you could speak to Shui, I don't know what they do at the beach, but you could sit there and you get put on the cucumbers on your eyes, I don't know, whatever they do, and that's your goal and that's your dream for this year, go for it. Shui, am I just talking a talk? Thank you. Now the question is that Ruchnius or Gashmius? That's a good question. No one can tell you what you should do. Guys, nobody can tell you. You're not in elementary school anymore. You graduated or you quote unquote graduated high school. Depends where you came from. Okay? Whatever it is, no more homework. Your parents, we have to pause this so no one can listen to this record. Stories is when I was in a hotel with my family. I don't know if you remember this, Avram. I was there in Shlomo Aryeh. The youngest son must have been 7, 8 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old. And he was sitting there in the hotel and we were eating Friday night. And he had a piece of schnitzel. I've said this story over. And I remember him like in the schnitzel. The schnitzel was like a UFO something, and he had toothpicks in there, and he was like, and I was looking at him, Baruch Shem is my youngest kid, if it's the oldest, sometimes the oldest suffers from that, and you're like, put that down, what are you doing, eat your schnitzel, but when you get to the youngest kid, you learn to just chill out a little bit more. So I was like, this is awesome, he's actually playing with the schnitzel and putting the toothpicks on it, and it was beautiful. Why? Because he was in his own world, in his own, as Ephraim Sender said, what did he say? He said, I don't space out. I space into what I want to space into. The teacher says, stop spacing out. I'm not spacing out. You're boring, teacher. I want to space into what I want to space into. That's a good one. Is that a great line? So space in to whatever you want to space. Dream the dream. I have guys who are in yeshiva here who are in medical school now. I have guys in yeshiva. Some of the chevra that learned by me were getting smicha, learning to be a rabbi. They never in a million dreams would dream of, I'm going to medical school. And know what I told them? Both of them it happened to. The two guys who are going to, there are a few going up to go to medical school. They say, oh, I'm going to be a nurse. It's beautiful to be a nurse. I'm going to be a PT. It's beautiful to be a physical therapist. But I said, what's your real dream? Say, my dream is to be a doctor. That's my real, real dream. So I'm like, you want to wake up at 30 years old? You want to wake up at 40 years old and say, I should have, I could have, I wish? You guys are 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old. You can dream and be whatever. And it begins with what Shua said. It begins with, I got to do this. I got to stop drinking so much. I got to stop smoking so much. I got to stop being on my phone. I got to learn how to exercise more. I got to learn to go to therapy and realize that I got the issues I got. I got to start learning more Torah. I want to find Hashem. Dream, dream, dream. And then all you got to do is you take a little goal. You take a small goal that you'll write down. Small goal. 20 minutes a day. 20 minutes a day. I've done this in my life. I've done this in my life this year, last year, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. And I can send, if you want, I'll send out afterwards. There's a book, it's called, someone might look it up for me. I think Eat the Frog First, something like that, by can someone look it up? By what's his name? I forgot his name. Something had Eat the Frog First. And it talks about doing what's, and Morning Miracle also, you guys could read. It's all about prioritizing what you want to do and doing that. Don't worry about your schedule. Don't worry about your schedule. Schedule in what's most important to you first. Make sure you're doing what you need to do and that you want to do. Okay, I'll let everybody.
Brian Tracy.
Eat that frog. Look it up. Go on, listen to the book. Eat that frog.
The Miracle Morning
is by who?
Hal Elrod.
Both those books. You want to put something to do this year? Read. I don't know how they do it nowadays. Now you can listen to it as it were. Listen to Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy and Miracle Morning by Hal. Hal Elrod. Okay, question, comments, guys. Let's talk about it. So what time should I wake up in the morning? I don't know. What time do you want to wake up in the morning? What time do you want to wake up in the morning?
Morning is early. Afternoon.
What time do you want to wake up? Yeah.
A lot of times, yes, 100% you know your dreams and you know your goals, but...
Yeah, do we?
You have a schedule, it's like time sometimes just slips between your fingers, but next thing you know,
okay, so Aviel's a very... Don't listen to Aviel for a second. One second. Listen to another. Guys, don't listen to Aviel because Aviel is a person who's here for the fifth year. He works on himself. Aviel learns Torah. Besides that, he's good looking and amazing at basketball and popular and everyone loves him and he's great and he learns all day and he's a big tzaddik. What goal did I tell you, Aviel, when you came here the first year of yeshiva? Did I give you a goal? What did I tell you to do? Tell everybody what I told you to do.
Everybody told me you're not allowed to walk into the basement, so you got to go play basketball.
Tell them again. You guys don't believe me.
I'd rather you to be on the basketball court thinking you should be in the basement than being in the basement thinking you should be on the basketball court.
And it wasn't 1 year. Rabbi Widdo, Nachon, they were upset at me. The big rabbis, the big tzaddikim. I'm a regular guy. The big tzaddikim, I take a guy who's learning Torah all day, tell him to go basketball. Yeah, you know why? Because you feel good about yourself. That's the trick over here. You feel good about yourself, then it opens up everything. You're scheduled in, and you feel terrible, and you feel tight, and then you wonder why you're on your phone all day, because my life is miserable. I'm miserable. I'd rather watch someone else's. Right, what's that line? Menachem Goldberger said this line, right? You know, dogs, anyone has, Ruben Yoni, we've spoken about this, right? Dog, anybody who has dogs, right? We love dogs. Momo, I didn't realize you're here. Dogs, Reese, what? Reese is not a dog. Dogs chase, you ever see a dog chase its tail? So I said over once, you ever see people chase their tail and they run around and they chase their tail? Listen, this is a keeper, guys. This is a keeper. A dog runs around and chases its tail, right? So I'm like, isn't that a bummer to be in a life? And then we'll get to your question in a second, Aviel. And you run around chasing your own tail, which means you're running around in circles. So Menachem Goldberger, from the founders of the yeshiva, one of the guys who founded the yeshiva, said at least The dog is chasing his own tail, and he's not chasing someone else's tail. Don't follow the crowd when the crowd is lost. The reason people can't dream anymore and they can't do what they want to do is because they're looking at the guy next to them. And the irony is the guy next to them is looking at them. And everyone's looking at each other. So the first step is dig in. Dig in. Rabbi Ray sent me today. Rabbi Ray sent me this today. And then I want to hear Aviel. Rabbi Ray sent this. And I quote. He just sent this to me. What time? 12 o'clock. Maybe you guys heard in Shir. In Shoftim, the day of judgment is in the air. Shoftim means to judge. If we do not want to be judged harshly, don't judge anyone else. Yes, the Torah tells us we need judges, but the Torah also lets us know who they are. Titein lecha, they are for you. When we worry about ourselves, everyone wins. The problem is, the reason we don't dream, and that's why I told everybody, you're free. It's not what your mommy wants from you. It's not what your daddy wants from you. It's not what your older brother or younger brother or your grandfather or your great-grandfather or your whoever it might be that what they want from you. It's not what you're even ready for this. Ready for this? It's not even what your Rebbe wants from you. Because I don't want to have a Rebbe who wants me to be tuned in to what he wants. I want a Rebbe who tunes in to what I want. It's about tapping into what I want. What do I want? And I think that that's step one. What's my dream this year in yeshiva? And if that means I'm going to lose some friends over it, I guarantee you everybody will be chasing you. You know why? Because people are attracted to people who live the life that they want to live. Sometimes you have to let go of your quote-unquote friends because everyone's trying to be popular. Everyone's trying to be okay. And that's a very, very normal, Ari, help me out, a very natural thing that we want to have friends. At what expense? At what expense? What am I willing to sell? What am I willing to sell to have people like me, which ultimately, I don't know if they'll like me. Go, Aviel. What was your...
So, Rebbe said, like, don't focus on your schedule. Just focus on what you want to do.
Yes.
I feel like sometimes the schedule helps because, I don't know, for me personally...
Yeah, yeah.
I could want what I... Like, my goal. I could want my dreams. But
right.
Sometimes, just time, especially with the phones, you're... Like, you could lose 4 or 5 hours, like, nothing. Like, time flies. And if you have a schedule, it really helps you... be on top of your times and take advantage. That's why
right.
I feel like schedule has...
So first of all, I agree with you, but let's work the other way. How about if I tell myself, I got to be on my phone less. I got to be on my phone less. And then you're like, okay, now what do I do? As I've said many times, it goes the other way. People don't struggle with Shabbos and their phones. They struggle on Tuesday with their phones. They couldn't let go of their phone on Tuesday. Do I want to be someone who is able to take a walk without my phone? Am I someone who has to respond to every message? Am I someone who is that? Well, I'm someone who wants to own my life. I want to own my day. I want to wake up when I want to wake up. I want to wake up when I want to wake up. So everyone's going to say, whoa, you're going to let somebody wake up whenever they want to wake up, so he's going to wake up at 12 o'clock. I disagree. Because there's not one person who doesn't like waking up early. Who doesn't like waking up early? If I know what I love to do, and I do what I love to do, and I'm tuned into what I love to do, there's no reason why I'm not going to jump out of bed and go do it. The problem is, it's all about the schedule. It's all about the schedule. My schedule is so tight, it's not about me. But when I could breathe, the reason I'll pick you as an example, Aviel. Aviel, you get up and you learn and you're doing your thing. Why? Because that's what you want to do. Your schedule revolves around. Aviel is a rabbi in training for the Rabbanut in Israel. Yeah, yeah. So what? Let me ask you. So I'll do this, and we did not rehearse this. What came first? What came first? You're learning all the time, or your dream to take a test from the Rabbanut in Hilchas, Chuppah, and Kedushin. What came first? Your dream to get smicha, or your learning all day the halachas? The dream. So his dream is, I want to get smicha. I want to take tests from the Rabbanut. Now, because I want to take tests from the Rabbanut, I better get my stuff together. I better get up and start writing and taking notes.
It's Ratzon.
What?
Everything flows from Ratzon.
Yeah. But the first step, yeah, Shlomo.
Yeah, just to answer, you keep the main thing, then your schedule, but you know every day, like, hey, this is my main thing, this is what you're going to do.
And not only that, Shlomo, what you're saying is so big. What have you been doing the last few months? You were in America working, but you have a dream to be getting smicha. What's the answer? Like Shlomo's saying, that's my main thing. So I could take a break, so I could do this, because I know it's all revolved around the main thing.
Just,
while
I was waiting for the question, yeah. Rebbe said something that like I just wanted to understand better. Rebbe said that I want a Rebbe that tunes into what I want, not what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that came in here 3-4 years ago, and they thought they knew what they want. And again, like last time, I think we had that like conversation, and yeah. I was like, of course you know what you want.
Right.
But like, and who am I to take away what you want? But sometimes I feel like we, because of things that happen to us in life and certain, like, I don't know, things that I can't even, like, I don't even know how to explain it, but I have a friend, for example, it's not, it doesn't have to be with religion, but his goal, his dream, he saw his house. Let's say he said, I just want to maybe keep Shabbos, maybe do that. And over time here, that he learned how beautiful it is and whatever, et cetera, et cetera, his whole dream changed. So
that's fine.
You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine a Rebbe that tunes into what he wants. He would miss out everything that he went through. So, like, I'm trying to find the balance between a Rebbe that tunes into what you want, but at the same time helps you to get...
So that's a little bit off. I mean, we could talk about the nuance of that. Maybe when we talk about on Monday, if we'll do maybe codependence, we could talk about a relationship with someone mentoring you and missing out things that you need. That's a whole another world of that relationship. I'm just saying the point now, that was just a side point. The point is try and tap in. And that's why I'm saying I know we gave out papers and this. Let's start now. Let's just do 5 minutes. Let's end off in 5-6 minutes. I'm going to write. You don't have to hold yourself to this. It's just a good exercise to put three things on the paper. Three things on the paper. And I would take a picture or put it on your phone and just keep it somewhere. Number one is, if I could dream to accomplish anything this year, what would that be? What is my goal? And if someone has questions, you could ask. What is my goal based on that dream? And daily, how many minutes am I going to put towards that? Every day. If someone wants to share one, you could share one. I'm going to put my own down also after I get your pencil. Yes, Zach.
Okay, so I wrote mine down.
Okay, let's hear.
My dream is I want to be an amazing mental health counselor.
Okay.
So my goal is to get good grades in college.
Nice.
And my schedule is to sit down 45 minutes a day and work on college.
Incredible. So I'm going to just chazer over. My dream is to be a great therapist. My goal is therefore to get good grades in college. And my practical schedule is every day you said, for 45 minutes, I'm going to spend focus time on that. That now you build a schedule around that. That's a great start. It's a great start. Incredible. Anybody else? Yeah.
Rebbe said that you know yourself your best and what your dreams are, but how does the Yetzirah, he wants you to just like wake up in a garbage dump?
Yes. Yetzirah doesn't want you to do this.
So how
the Yetzirah doesn't want us to do this. Yetzirah doesn't want us to feel free that I could become great.
Right, but he,
that's all he wants.
How do you know that you are being honored? Like maybe somebody would say, I want to wake up whatever time I want, and so the Yetzirah.
So I'm confident that I don't think anybody here would say my dream is to sleep all day and do nothing.
No, not that, that's the dream, but...
So what's the dream? So you got to start with the dream. My dream might be I want to get rid of my anxiety, so therefore I sleep in bed all day because I have so much anxiety that I stay in bed. That would make sense. I don't know if that's going to help you with your anxiety. Someone told me I have social anxiety, major social anxiety. I would say, okay, staying in bed might be something you might do, but that's not going to help you with that dream. My dream is to be free. So I'm not worried about that. It's a good question, but I'm not worried about that.
Is it a factor that a lot of times when you put it like in your head that you're going to do something, it's
right.
Like you did it already? So like,
Yeah.
So is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
It depends what's in your head.
I'm not
worthy. So what's in your head?
Why are good goals different than that way? As if I say I'm going to do something and then it feels like I already did it, then I'm going to feel comfortable not doing it.
Then what? One more time?
I say that.
You're going to only do it. You're only going to do it. You're not going to not do it. Success breeds success. If you felt like you did something and you were able to be successful at it, that'll motivate you to do it again. It's not going to motivate you not to do it again.
Is that a dream or a goal?
That's more of a goal. What's your dream? My dream is to be more fit.
Then the goal would
be to, I want to make sure I work out, and I want to be I want to be at a lift. Whatever it is, and the daily schedule is I'm going to be in the gym every day or three times a week for 45 minutes, for 2 hours, whatever it is. Yeah. You got a question? Oh. Yeah.
I have a friend that is very, like, that's something that I think it's closer to what we're talking about. He's very, very, like, overweight, and he had a time, like, a few years ago that he lost like a lot of weight and felt amazing, and unfortunately got back to it and now he's overweight again, and we had a good conversation and he told me that he's dying to get back to it, and that's his dream, but he feels like there's some sort of disconnection between what he wants to become to the actual, like, his day, like, what would Rebbe say about that, like that disconnection, that sometimes you have the dreams. You have everything in your head. You know what you want to be, but yet, like, you just can't. Something doesn't start there. Like, there's something that.
Not sure. Yeah, I would have to. I don't know. It's a good question.
It's not so easy to keep.
Yeah, you have to be clear. You have to clarity. You want clarity. Everyone, how about this? Everybody sitting here was very clear that they wanted to come to the shir today. They didn't have a suffix. They didn't have a doubt. That's why I said anyone sitting here. They're not now. It doesn't mean at some point they didn't have a doubt, but something said, I'm coming to yeshiva. I'm coming to the shir. I'm getting up. The clothes that you're wearing, the haircut that you get, Shui, hi Shui, the haircut you get, the way you dress, what time you woke up. I'm not a believer in the reason you woke up late is because you did not get enough sleep. I think that's a lie. I think we all know that's a lie. Why? Because there are times where we sleep late, even if we got enough sleep, and there are times we get up in the morning, even though we didn't. Why? Because when I know in the morning, or I know the night before that I'm getting out of bed, then I'm getting out of bed. It's very clear. It's not a suffix. It's not a suffix. It's not a doubt. It's not a, so that's why I say I'd have to talk to him. I have to talk to him. If I know for a fact, and that's why it's so important to have our goals clear.
How do you remember that? It's not a meaning. I'm going to
put it on your phone. So put it up. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit.
I don't want to my phone.
Ruven Yona. Ruven Yona. So let's use Ruven Yona. Do you? Learn Gemara. So you learn Torah. You learn Torah all day. You have no suffix. Yeah.
And then Sunday is
after Sunday. Okay. Great. And what happens those days that you're misupuk?
I don't learn Torah.
Right. And the days that you're clear, you do. Okay, everyone, Zach, and then we'll wrap up. We'll do a Hilchos Lashon Hara. Avram, come on, we have you over here, Avram. Nisanel, Lenny. So someone has it. Go, yeah, Zach.
Let's say tomorrow morning, I know I want to wake up at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So I could have, the dream I want to wake up, and I go to sleep early, I set my alarm.
Yeah.
And I know, when that alarm comes, I want to get up. But, I have everything I know I want to do, I did it right.
Yeah.
And then you still...
It's not
good. You still what?
I can still...
Right. Yeah. If you knew for a fact 100% you're getting up tomorrow morning, 100%. You would put it further away. You'd say it'd be pushing.
It's like if you have a flight, right.
Yeah, you don't.
You know it.
It's clarity. Okay, halacha hilchos lashon hara. Go,
Shruli.
What am I recording?
All
right.
Shh.
Go.
Okay. The last lesson explained that if someone is in the middle of talking to you and you suspect that he will be speaking Lashon Hara, you must ask him right away if the information is relevant to you. What happens if you don't initially realize that your friend will be talking Lashon Hara and he or she finish the sentence? Example, your friend says, my neighbor is so self-centered, she would never take my children off the bus if I arrive late. What should you do now? Try to find a zchus for that person? You can say something like, your neighbor was probably so busy with her full-time job and take care of her children, I'm sure she would have helped if she could. However, if you know your friend is the type that won't let you have the last word and find more negative things to say, then you can say, let's not talk about other people.
Yeah. I'm going to do something a little bit selfish over here, but I think it might be helpful in general. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm right. I'd like to share my goal for yeshiva so that everybody can be with me on the goal and that I'll be embarrassed and it gives me strength to do the goal, the dream. And then I have to say daily. So my goal for yeshiva this year, is that the campus, that the physical campus of this yeshiva is 5-star. Feels 5-star, like the grass we just put up by the dining room, and that every room, every pebble, and this entire campus is elevated from in a physical level. That's my dream. Okay, that's my dream. Thank you. Now my goal for that is, in order to have that dream come true, is that I don't have that so clear, so maybe everybody can help me. I'm going to make a goal that once a week, I will have a meeting with Ariel, who is in charge of the, and Baruch.
And Michelle.
That's fine. Meeting with Ariel to check up on the campus once a week, even if it's 5 minutes, and daily, what do I do daily? I got to remind myself about this. One second. Daily, I'm going to put by my shtender, by my seat, a paper that I will look at least once during davening, whatever it is. I'm going to daven to Hashem every day to help that happen. Because I know if I dive into Hashem, it'll give me the strength, because otherwise I feel like anxious that it all falls on me. And this way I say, Hashem, I need your help, and it'll remind me of my goal. So thank you, everybody. Shkoyach. I'll keep this on my standard.